Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today we meditate on a sin that's probably not very relevant, probably something you never fall into. Today we meditate on gossip. One of the sins the Bible warns us against most often is the sin of gossip, probably because it's one of the most damaging sins and one that we're all very prone to indulge in. The book of Sirach is clear and strong in its condemnation of gossip. It says, "By hating gossip, a man avoids evil. Never repeat what you are told, and you will come to no harm. Whether to friend or foe, do not talk about it, unless it would be sinful not to. Do not reveal it. You would be heard out, then mistrusted, and in due course you would be hated. Have you heard something? Let it die with you. Do not worry, it will not burst you. A fool will suffer birth pains over something told him, like a woman laboring with child." So the word gossip can cover a lot of stuff. And there are a lot of traditional names for different kinds of gossip. Backstabbing, backbiting, talebearing, calumny, slander. But we can summarize these sins as speaking ill of someone when you don't really need to. And this sin isn't just a sin against justice. The reason the Catechism puts gossip under the Eighth Commandment is because gossip is also a sin against truth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Gossip is always a sin against truth. That's obviously the case when you're saying bad things about people that aren't actually true. This is the most obvious violation of the Eighth Commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. But even if what you're saying about somebody isn't technically false, if it's a bad thing about their character that doesn't need to be said, then you are contributing to a false presentation of the person you're gossiping about. Now, you might say, yeah, but what I'm sharing is true about them. Well, hold on. Every person is made in the image of God. Every person is someone destined for divinization. That means sharing God's life as his son or daughter forever. They are someone with infinite possibility and so valuable that God gave his life for him or for her. And when you delight in talking about the defective parts of a person, you are working to obscure this truth of their infinite value. You're committing the sin of reductionism. You're treating that person as less than what they really are. And you are speaking badly about the son or daughter of God. So gossip is in some ways the worst form of reductionism that there is. Reducing someone to just their bad or ridiculous aspects. And to present someone primarily under their dishonorable qualities, that's simply to attack the most fundamental truth about them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Thomas Aquinas insists that gossip can be a mortal sin. After all, he says, theft could be a mortal sin because you're robbing someone of their property. But people care more about their good name than about their property. So it's basically about the worst kind of stealing you can commit against a person when you take away their good name. The monks of the early church would often say that it's better to just go ahead and eat meat on fast days than eat the flesh of your brother through gossip. There's a reason why we call gossip backbiting. Pope Francis repeatedly reminded us that the urge to gossip, well, it comes from Satan, and that ultimately it's a kind of terrorism. What makes terrorism so bad is that it's also indiscriminate. You don't know how the gossip will spread, or how it will grow, or how it will end up hurting the innocent as well as the guilty. There's a story that St. Philip Neri gave a strange penance to a woman who confessed gossip. He told her to go up to a church steeple, rip open a feather pillow, and let the feathers blow in the four winds. Then he told her, now try and go collect the feathers, if she could. Of course she couldn't. Once you gossip, you don't know the damage it'll do. That's the indiscriminate terrorism of speaking badly of your brother or sister. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Gossip is always bad, but it's worst of all when it's against legitimate authority. St. Thomas Aquinas quotes the line from the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, "The person that mocks his father or mother shall have his eyes pecked out by the ravens and eaten by the vultures." Then he says, this verse applies to those who mock and gossip about those who are legitimate authority over their lives. Now, sometimes we have to be critical towards authority, or even about those in authority, but to gossip about them, to needlessly criticize, mock, or divulge scandalous information about them, that's really bad. That undermines the structure of authority that every community needs to in order to survive. So if you gossip against authority in a family, It's not just a sin against charity and truth, but against the good of the family. If you gossip about politics, it's not just a sin against charity and truth, but a truth against your country. And if you gossip about priests and bishops and the Pope, it's not just a sin against charity and truth, but it's a sin against the church, which is the bride of Jesus, and it's a sin against Jesus, who continues his own authority through the Pope and the bishops. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Gossip is really bad, and almost everyone falls into it. Jesus said that we will have to give an account at the end of our life for every idle word we speak. If he says that about idle word, what will happen to us about every evil word we speak? But the good news is that Jesus can conquer this sin. So what we have to do is say to Jesus honestly, Lord, I'm powerless over this sin of gossip. No matter how hard I try, I keep falling into this. So Jesus, I surrender to you and I beg you to overcome the sin of gossip in me. Then once we start to get a handle on it, we will find that we will grow closer to Jesus and we can become a saint. St. James, in chapter 3 of his letter, in talking about how awful it is that Christians are speaking ill of their neighbors, he says, "For every kind of beast and bird or reptile or sea creature, these can all be tamed, and they have been tamed, but no human being can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father of heaven, and then with it we curse men who are made in the image of God. So from the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, this ought not be so," says St. James. But then he gives us some encouragement. If anyone makes no mistakes in what he says, he is a perfect man. So if he's able to bridle the tongue, he can bridle every part of his life. If we put bits into the mouths of horses, that they may obey us, we guide their whole bodies. And look at ships also. They are so great, but driven by strong winds, yet are guided by a very small rudder. So if we can just get control of our tongue, then we can get control of our whole lives. So the point is this. We may struggle with a whole lot of vices and sins, but if we can get a handle on gossip, many of the other vices and sins in our lives, we'll start to get a handle on those as well. So think of the tongue like a rudder. Get that one under control, and your whole life will get on track. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I was thinking about what is at the root, what's the real cause of gossip? Because, you know, if you go out and pick a yellow dandelion, you just pick the yellow part off, that dandelion will just grow right back. You have to get down to the root. You got to pull the root out so it'll never grow back. And I was thinking about this while we were praying, that the root cause of gossip is envy. And the root of envy is pride. Pride in the form of competition. Competition in the sense that everyone else has to lose so that I win.
That's true.
And in envy, I have to tear you down so that I can be raised up. You have to lose so that I can win.
And the simplicity of that would be, for me to have a good reputation, someone else has to look bad.
Exactly.
I think when we say something, oh, so-and-so did that, we're saying, but I would never. Even if we never say, I would never. What we mean is, that was their mistake. But how? What would you say? Because my thought was two very different reasons for gossip, personally. Either it comes up in conversation because of boredom, and they are the only facts we know. That I remember hearing something when I was maybe in high school. Something about some people talk about intelligent enough, you can just talk about ideas.
Excellent point.
Then I think we have a tendency just to, when we're catching up, we just recite the information that we have. I think back to the lunch table back in middle school. It always felt like if something happens in your life, you're excited because you get to rush to the lunch table the next day and tell all your friends that you went to the amusement park or you watched this cool movie, but you get to just share anything. That I feel like it's how kids work. Even Cormac, who's only 3 years old, anything that happens, he'll go from person to person to person while we're having dinner and tell each and every one of them that he got to play soccer or he went to class or he did something. So I think part of it can also just be truly idle, truly just boredom and entertainment, which doesn't make it a good thing. As in, it doesn't necessarily have to come from, I want to tear someone down, but I have nothing better to say.
You know, this is extremely insightful on your part, that we gossip out of boredom. We gossip as a way of a kind of really twisted entertainment at the expense of others.
Mm-hmm. And I still do think envy is a part of that.
Sure, sure. But I agree with you. I think your point is, it's important for us to kind of open up a little bit, because I like what you said, that we can talk about events, we can talk about other people, or we can talk about important ideas. Mm-hmm. However, so look what we do. Most people spend a lot of time looking at news, and most of news is gossip.
That's very true. And especially it's that unfortunate kind of gossip where you don't know what the truth is, but you heard a story and you'll propagate it.
And it's because, but I've also found that the people that I know that are committed to daily meditation, which means committed to thinking about the most important ideas every day.
Yeah.
They want to share and talk about those ideas.
Exactly.
So I wasn't thinking about this, but I think you've made a brilliant insight that if we commit to daily meditation like we are with the rosary, and we spend time thinking about important ideas, then in our conversations, let's share those ideas. And that's actually a really great way to deflect gossip. So imagine you're with a friend, and they start talking badly about someone. You can redirect it by simply saying, you know, I'm switching the topic, but I was so taken by this idea this morning that I have to share it with somebody. And then
you're almost throwing a better fuel into the conversation.
Exactly.
And I think it reflects well a point you've made before, that we don't learn by experiencing, we learn by reflecting on experience. That if you're just sharing experiences, that's not a bad thing, especially if you're just catching up. Oh, what did you do? How was your New Year's? How were the holidays? But you take conversation further by not just sharing events or what has happened in other people's lives and all of those things, but the reflections from those things.
Like I've had a number of people come up to me since we did the two meditations on Our Lady of Guadalupe. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, I kind of knew the story about Our Lady of Guadalupe, but mm-hmm. the more I know the details, I'm really astonished by what yeah. that is all about. And all of the symbolism in the tilma and the fact that it's not painted, that it miraculously floats above the fibers and there's no explanation for it. I mean, that's a simple way to redirect a conversation mm-hmm. in gossip. Say, I have to tell you, I'm a little distracted mm-hmm. today. I was thinking about this. Yeah. Can I share with you mm-hmm. what I've been struck by?
Because I think there are multiple causes for gossip, but that's the solution. If it's out of idleness, if it's out of boredom, then you just redirect it towards something with more substance. And I think the way, if people are doing it out of envy, I love to deflect it by just talking so much good about the person. Even if that is my least favorite person, to find something, I feel like we often test the water. We bring someone up, say, oh, you know about so-and-so? And if you go, oh, yeah, they're the most intelligent person I've ever met. I had an incredible conversation about them. Go on. And people kind of slow down because they want to gain something for their own reputation by putting someone else down. And if they think putting them down will lessen them in your eyes, then it usually slows them down a good deal if their cause is envy. But I think personally, my hardest conflict with gossip is a third thing.
Mm.
And I think it's difficult for me to know where the line is at. I am not the best at opening up and sharing about my experiences, or if I'm going through something, I tend to hold that back a lot. And I don't share it with a lot of people. But when I do open up about my experiences, I don't know where that line is.
Because it involves other people.
Mm-hmm. And usually my rule of thumb is, if I'm really going through something, don't mention anyone's names if you really needed to talk with someone about it. But sometimes it's very difficult when the circumstances are so specific that I found even if I avoid saying a name, people immediately start guessing at it.
Yeah. Well,
but also there is a line. I think we need counsel from people, and we need to, I certainly need to process out loud. I can't just bottle all of it up all the time.
Yeah.
But and I can see it in myself sometimes that when I repeat the story too much.
Okay, there you go.
Then the third inspiration for gossip, the third cause, is that looking for sympathy.
Yeah.
Where it goes beyond, I need counsel and I need comfort. It goes to, oh, I'm taking pleasure in the sympathy I receive from this.
Yeah, you really hit it on the head. So number one, we need counsel from others. Part of humility and part of prudence is taking wise counsel from others, which means we're going to need to divulge the details,
mm-hmm.
but this needs to be done privately. It mm-hmm. needs to be done in confidence. It can't yeah. be done on social media.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You got to be very discreet about who you talk to, mm-hmm. knowing that the damage that could be spread.
Mm-hmm.
But we do need to take counsel, and that does mean you're going to have to bring up the details. That's not gossip.
Mm-hmm.
But you are so insightful when you say we have the urge to repeat with other people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because that's when we're falling into the trap of wanting to be the victim.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to harbor resentments.
Mm-hmm.
And the key with resentment is that we're refusing to take responsibility mm-hmm. for our part in yeah. the deal.
Yeah. I also, personally, I felt that it was the feeling of a very deep wound. and the hope where you're kind of struggling with the wound and you don't think anything will fix it, and you're like, maybe pity will be a bandage on that. Or maybe I couldn't get any sort of apology from the person who did it, but if other people pity me enough, their sorrow for it can make up for the lack of sorrow of the perpetrator.
And does
I don't
it?
Think that does anything at all.
No.
But...
And it's a little bit of a revenge.
It is, absolutely. But I think that spills more into that place of envy where you're like, your reputation has to be destroyed because I can do nothing else against you.
Yeah. Well, now that's terrorism.
Truly.
That's terrorism.
Yeah.
Really good insights, Teresa. This is why, again, I mean, this is a perfect example where we're reflecting together in meditation on important ideas, which then enables us to have good conversations mm-hmm. on ideas. See, friendship and good conversation is so simple.
Mm-hmm.
If you spend time thinking about important ideas, and then you find another friend that you can talk with or process out loud those ideas, you both get greater insights. Both your realities are enhanced and your relationship deepens.
Yeah. But you can have an entire conversation like this without any of the cannon fodder, essentially, which is, that's the gossip.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in tomorrow's meditation, we're gonna go a little bit further about a little different aspect, not being the one who gossips, but what happens when you're stuck
yes.
listening to gossip, mm-hmm. when you're drug into mm-hmm. it, and what can we do? So that's tomorrow.
That's fantastic. This has been a really great series, and I like where it's going.
Well, the commandments are good stuff. Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you very much.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.